Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Zuckerberg, I think we all agree that what happened here was bad. You acknowledged it was a breach of trust. And the way I explain it to my constituents is that if someone breaks into my apartment with a crowbar and they take my stuff, it is just like if the manager gave them the keys or if they didn't have any locks on the doors. It's still a breach. It's still a break-in. And I believe we need to have laws and rules that are sophisticated as the brilliant products that you've developed here. And we just haven't done that yet. And one of the areas that I've focused on is the election. And I appreciate the support that you and Facebook, and now Twitter, actually, have given to the Honest Ads Act, a bill that you mentioned that I'm leading with Senator McCain and Senator Warner. And I just want to be clear, as we work to pass this law so that we have the same rules in place to disclose political ads and issue ads as we do for TV and radio, as well as disclaimers, that you're going to take early action as soon as June, I heard, before this election, so that people can view these ads, including issue ads. Is that correct?
That is correct, Senator. And I just want to take a moment before I go into this in more detail to thank you for your leadership on this. This, I think, is an important area for the whole industry to move on. The two specific things that we're doing are, one is around transparency. So now you're going to be able to go and click on any advertiser or any page on Facebook and see all of the ads that they're running. So that actually brings advertising online on Facebook to an even higher standard than what you would have on TV or print media, because there's nowhere where you can see all of the TV ads that someone is running, for example, whereas you will be able to see now on Facebook whether this campaign or third party is saying different messages to different types of people. I think that that's a really important element of transparency. Mm-hmm. Then the other really important piece is around verifying every single advertiser who's going to be running political or issue ads.
I appreciate that. And Senator Warner and I have also called on Google and the other platforms to do the same. So memo to the rest of you. We have to get this done or we're going to have a patchwork of ads. And I hope that you'll be working with us to pass this bill. Is that right?
We will.
Okay, thank you. Now on the subject of Cambridge Analytica, were these people, the 87 million people, users, concentrated in certain states? Are you able to figure out where they're from?
I do not have that information with me,
but, you
but we
it.
Can follow up with your office.
Okay, because as we know, that election was close and it was only thousands of votes in certain states. You've also estimated that roughly 126 million people may have been shown content from a Facebook page associated with the Internet Research Agency. Have you determined whether any of those people were the same Facebook users whose data was shared with Cambridge Analytica? Are you able to make that determination?
Senator, we're investigating that now. We believe that it is entirely possible that there will be a connection there.
Okay, that seems like a big deal as we look back at that last election. Former Cambridge Analytica employee Christopher Wiley has said that the data that it improperly obtained, that Cambridge Analytica improperly obtained from Facebook users, could be stored in Russia. Do you agree that that's a possibility?
Sorry, are you asking if Cambridge Analytica's data could be stored in Russia?
That's what he said this weekend on a Sunday show.
Senator, I don't have any specific knowledge that would suggest that, but one of the steps that we need to take now is go do a full audit of all of Cambridge Analytica's systems to understand what they're doing, whether they still have any data, to make sure that they remove all the data. If they don't, we're going to take legal action against them to do so. That audit, we have temporarily ceded that in order to let the UK government complete their government investigation first, because, of course, a government investigation takes precedence over a company doing that. But we are committed to completing this full audit and getting to the bottom of what's going on here, so that way we can have more answers to this.
Okay, you earlier stated publicly and here that you would support some privacy rules so that everyone's playing by the same rules here. And you also said here that you should have notified customers earlier. Would you support a rule that would require you to notify your users of a breach within 72 hours?
Senator, that makes sense to me, and I think we should have our team follow up with yours to discuss the details around that more.
Thank you. I just think part of this was when people don't even know that their data's been breached, that's a huge problem. And I also think we get to solutions faster when we get that information out there. Thank you, and we look forward to passing this bill. We'd love to pass it before the election on the honest ads, and looking forward to better disclosure this election. Thank you.